Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Oh, people, we have so much work to do, and it's not even about the radio show. Drew is a mess. Barry and I are here at Twin Peaks at 59 and Kirby. And if you heard us last segment, Dwight Howard's little brother, Drew, is already in woe is me mode because we had a remote last week, and he made the effort one time with one female and was rejected, and now feels like he's closing down. He's shutting down the fort. He's done. That if there's any women to be had for dates, they have to contact him, which is the most ridiculously soft thing I've ever heard in my life. So Barry took it upon himself to get this thing going. We have the prettiest girl in the entire place, Chelsea, waiting on us. And so Barry asked her to join us.
Yeah, so, I mean, Chelsea, here's the thing. So last week we were in Beaumont. He asked the bartender out. She said she had a boyfriend. Now, a little birdie told me that you guys have to say that. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Okay, you don't have to.
No.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. When it comes to guys coming up to you, what's the two things you look for in a guy? Like, it could be superficial, like looks. It could be personality. What are two things you look for in a guy?
His looks.
Okay.
And his outfit, his clothes and everything.
Sorry, Drew.
So Drew's
you
out. That just wrote that one off. I mean, that just flew right out the window.
He doesn't look that
he's
bad.
He's dressed like a garage sale. Let's be real.
He's worried about his hair. I mean, we got to go below the chin and realize there's a lot going on over there.
I'm not saying
it's all good.
Now, how much does confidence play into this?
A big part.
A big part of it, right?
Yeah.
If a guy comes up and he's very timid and he's like, hey,
he gets shut down immediately.
Immediately. But if he comes up and be like, hey, you know what? You're beautiful and I'd love to take you out. Can I get your number?
Yeah,
that goes a long way, right?
Yeah.
Where is your notebook? Take notes.
Okay.
You need help.
Now, would you agree with me or disagree that you have to... I said it's a lot like sales. You got to get through all the no's to get to the yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they tell you in sales. Would you say it's a numbers game? If you see a chick that you're interested in, you should just go up and ask her out?
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to come up to you.
Exactly!
Oh, that's what he thinks that has to happen.
Exactly!
He already set this little rule book in motion.
Have you ever asked a dude out? No, you should have said no.
Just say no.
You should have. No, go ahead.
Because you never should have had to.
He did?
He was cute. I didn't ask him out, but I asked him for his number.
Okay. Wow. Did you get shot down or did
he
give it to you?
No, of course not.
Wait, hold on.
See, that's the confidence that you need, young man. You need to get a red and black plaid tie up and some khaki shorts immediately.
Chelsea is super confident.
Yeah.
And don't put the fake wedding ring on right now. Don't wear the fake wedding ring for your first day at the job because you need work.
So now, do you have a boyfriend currently?
No, I don't.
You don't. Now, if Drew came up to you and asked you out, what would your answer be?
It depends how he asks me.
Oh, can we at least let him practice with you?
This is the worst thing ever.
Okay.
Is that why the headset made its way suspiciously back onto your head?
The headset made it back on my way because I was about to say Chelsea doesn't get nose because Chelsea looks 1,000 times better than I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's a good start.
Chelsea's also not a dude, but I've already given her props. I can't give them to you because of the softness that we've experienced.
Now, Drew, I want you to practice here because I have a feeling Chelsea's out of your league. I mean, no offense, but I just don't think that you would have a shot with her.
It's like Euro and All-Star.
But we can practice.
It's like Euro League and All-Star.
But we can practice with Chelsea so you can look a beautiful woman in the face and ask her out. Right?
Last week we went through pickup lines. You know what not to use.
Yes, we don't want to use pickup
packets.
Lines. Those don't work, do they, Chelsea?
No, they don't.
Okay.
They don't.
I don't have pickup lines.
So I just want you to ask Chelsea out. Just straight away. Just right here.
Give us your best.
Look at her in the face and ask her out.
Yes. You see this beautiful woman and you think, wow, she's outstanding. I would really like to take her out. What goes through your dome piece and then what's coming out of your mouth that knocks her off her feet and says, yeah, I want to go out with that guy?
Wow. This is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Really, it's like, well, with Chelsea, you're very pretty. I already like feel like a certain energy off of you. You seem happy all the time. I don't know if that's just because you're serving right now, but it just seems something like you are. And I'm not going to ask you out, but I will ask for your number. And then we can text, and then from there we can go out or anything like that. But I don't want to pressure you to go out on a date with me. Especially since we're on the radio. And Barry is looking back and forth like it's a tennis match.
Because your confidence. Look, he started off great, and then your confidence.
You made me very
slowly
nervous, Barry. I'm going to be completely real.
You could have played, even played off of that. You could have played off of that and said,
this is really
you're
awkward.
So beautiful that I'm a little...
But,
tongue-tied, I'm a little nervous, but that's only because
it's a lot
look,
right now.
That's what you could have done.
That would have been better, right? At least address it. Look, you got me so nervous, man. I feel like an idiot right now.
I do feel stupid.
Yeah.
I feel very stupid next to you, Chelsea.
So how did he do, Chelsea, and give him some pointers on what he could do better?
It was just kind of too long. Like, it was just too much.
She's got stuff to do, bro.
I like it. That's good feedback.
I like the criticism. Thank you.
Like, you need to get straight to the point, right?
Yeah, get to the point. Okay.
Especially because you're at work right now. You ain't got time for this crap. Okay, so it was too
you
long.
You never get asked out at work, right?
I do.
Like,
I figured.
Time?
Yeah, I figured.
Now, so besides being too long, what else should he do to work on it? What could he have done better?
It was like he doubted himself. Like, he was saying, like, you know, I'm not going to ask you out at work and stuff like that. How do you know that I didn't want you to?
My man.
You shouldn't have doubted yourself.
Chelsea, I appreciate this. You're changing lives right now. You're making this person a better man.
One big girl at a time. You're changing lives. We appreciate that. It's outstanding.
All right. We know you got to get back to work. Thanks, Chelsea. We appreciate it. Now, young man, are you feeling a bit different now about things? Are you seeing?
Have you learned anything?
You just faced a beautiful woman and had to say those things, and that was. You're still alive. You're still good.
No, I'm good. I'm completely embarrassed, but I'm good.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because she chopped me up on radio.
No,
she didn't really chop you up. She left
didn't.
The door open. She just kind of gave you some pointers that might help you next time.
She said that you needed to be more confident.
Okay.
And get to the point.
Direct. Okay. Be direct and confident.
That's it.
You got
all right,
it.
We're going to do this again. You're going to, by the time you leave today, we may not do them all on air, but by the time you leave today.
Did you hear the Raiders are going to Vegas?
You're
going to
be a pro.
You don't have sports to talk.
You are going to be a pro at this.
And hopefully by the end of the day, your grapes aren't all the way up in your intestines because you were like freaking out and scared and shaking. And we just need you to relax. You're going to be a lot better off.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.